ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Thursday night show. It is 10/10/2019. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a special guest for you tonight. I don't always announce him because we don't want any trickery before the game plays out. Brother Steve Quayle is on the line with us tonight, and we're going to talk about all of the things, the 2-3 million people in California without power or rolling power, and all of the things. And I'm going to tell you, I was looking at the University of Wisconsin's MIMIC, you know, the MIMIC, the Tropic SSEC, the tropical moisture thing, and the maps that I've told you about so many times. And I've looked at that, and there is a huge pulse that now comes out of Northern California, okay? And it is now going out into the Pacific, and then it, as it gets out there, there's another pulse out there, and they're going west, driving all the moisture, driving all of the clouds and the moisture towards Asia, while at the same time, the cloud cover being gone allows all of that Arctic air to come in to dump 2 feet of snow on Montana here pretty quick in the Dakotas. Brother Steve Quayle, are you with me tonight?
Yeah, Hawk, what an important night because we're approaching the 13th of October, which is a high, as you would call it, Lucy call-up of everyone to prepare for the great sacrifice on the 31st. And, Hawk, I just talked to a former FEMA, employee, and she just sent this, and I want to read it right off. Because
right.
People are wondering what's really going on with California, because now obviously there are the fires in San Francisco, but there's way more at that. And here's what she said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the highest placed people that I've ever had the privilege of knowing for all these years, and she'll be writing about it, you know. So listen to this. She said, yes, the action in California is a beta test for what is coming with the final overthrow of our country for our transgressions and willful sins. The unfolding of God's judgments, such as famine, the imminent earth, atmospheric, and planetary convergence of cycles, release of demons, devils, aliens, and synthetic horrors, unimagined, swarms of manifestations from the reprobate mind. This should not surprise us, as the beast system was rolled out on Halloween last year. And I just want to say, Hawk, from two different highly placed background sources, they're talking, remember, everything is right is wrong, everything is up is down in the world of the Luciferians. So the 13th is just the 31st backwards. So it's a double whammy. Now listen to this. Together, all these events will disrupt life as all of us have known it. It is not the future. It is now. We are living it. Listen to this. Bottom line. Yes, soon there will be no electric power. Yes, soon there will be no food. Yes, all the things of prophecy are coming to pass. The date for the call-up of reserves is on October 19th. We will be seeing an intensification as things proceed. We all need to think outside the box, not only to prepare our minds to witness things never before seen, but also to prepare outside the box in ways the Holy Spirit leads and directs. It will not seem understandable on the natural. When we expect the unexpected, we will have a cooler head and not be subject to mis- and disinformation campaigns that can be intentionally or unintentionally laid as a snare. Through this time, we must believe in our heart, mind, and body that Jesus and the Bible is absolute truth. Now, I want to deal with the mockery of Nike shoes, because I think it you're going to watch, ladies and gentlemen, as night follows the day until all the day turns to night. I'm not playing games with that, because Jesus said the night comes when no man can work, and obviously men work in the daytime. So, I mean, obviously there are people also who work graveyard, but the point is that we are in experiencing the very time that Jesus spoke about. It's going to be totally different, Hawk. And, the important thing to remember is, ladies and gentlemen, 2 million to 3 million people is a lot of people. And California
is
a beta test. And not only is California the beta test, but years ago, Hawk, I mean, almost 20-some years ago, I'm not a prophet, but I gave the prophecy where the West Coast that burns in its unbridled passion will be burned up, and the East Coast, what's cold and different to the things of God, will basically be frozen out. And just in the last a couple days now, we've got the long-term weather indicating that 2 feet of snow is going to dump on the food-growing basin of the United States. And it should be obvious, ladies and gentlemen, that all the stuff that all of the mockers and scoffers used to point at, guess what, Hawk? It's going to affect them, too. And so I think it's important that people understand that where we're at, we're not fixing to get ready. We're not approaching to get ready. It's in play. And when you talk about mimic and all the different energy forces, and especially the ones coming from the Antarctic, I want to remind everybody of a little historic fact. Whether they believe it or not, Admiral Byrd was brought in, almost his airplane was brought in through the hole in the North Pole before Operation High Jump. This was years before. And he was introduced and met by the King of the World. Now, I got to tell you something. Who is the God of this world? Well, Jesus took the keys to death, hell, and the grave back, but it's Lucifer. So Lucifer. The thing is that even in the last day, I sent you, Hawk, I believe I sent it to you, the article, it's posted on my website, where they're even using the word now, CERN portal. Did you see that?
Yes, yes. And what's interesting is exactly what they used to call them as well. And, you know, Steve, I've got your book, Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. I opened that up before the show tonight, and I'm looking at all of the stargates and the Nazi stargates and then all of the ones through ancient times and all of the symbols. For instance, people, if you've never seen the Dazhou Rock in China, like or any of the circular stone carvings, the circular stuff that's like on all over the Southwest on the walls. It's just incredible. These are the gates, people.
Right, and Hawk, I will put it up later because I had so much going on in my brain today. I was having a rain on my brain and obviously dealing with the loss of Henry Gruber. God bless our dear brother who's in heaven now. But I think that people better understand something. I will be posting Henry's prophecies. And there's a script that basically says, God taketh away the righteous to spare them from the evil which is to come. And there's another scripture that says, how precious are the feet of him who brings good news. Now, this is important because Nike brought out some shoes that are the greatest mockery of the Lord Jesus Christ in history. They're supposedly filled, the soles are filled with holy water, but if you look even where the shoelaces are tied, there's a crucifix, there's even a drop of blood. So what they're saying, and this is important for people to understand, they're saying Jesus is under our feet, not the difference, because the Bible said that, you know, that the seed of God would, you know, basically bruise the serpent. But the point that I'm trying to make in all this is those, listen to this, the sneakers sold out within, I think, you know, less than an hour or two, and they were $3,000 a pair.
Yep.
Not $2,000, not $4,000. So, ladies and gentlemen, how is it? And I still get emails, and you know, Hawk, the good news is when the internet goes down, you know, I'll go through withdrawal, but everybody else will also, because again, the thing is, those who have lived at the, how should I say this, belittling of others as, you know, basically the critics of all, will then be left to themselves. And our goal tonight is to give a, what I would call a reality update, not a reality avoidance sermon or reality avoidance speech, okay? And I said, people suffer from reality avoidance syndrome in the United States. So the point is that I hope people understand that we're talking about everything changing. Even the Word of God says that Mystery Babylon, and I believe that's the United States, and I believe New York is a city, the great whore, it's
right.
going to disappear. And look at what's going on now. It is the most horrific disturbance everywhere. You've got President Trump under attack, like him or not. You've got him betraying our allies, whether you like the Kurds or not. Look, we raised money our radio audience. Remember years ago to send a couple of Marines over there to take care of the Yazidi
in the Kurdish section of Iraq. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that were going to be wiped out, and God worked a miracle and answered a prayer. But the bottom line is that people say, well, I'm still going to pray for our country. I can tell you point blank, I love the America that was. I do not like what it has become. And for the record, there's an article, I haven't posted yet, but a special forces guy, a soldier, basically said he's never been ashamed of his country as he is now. Because when Trump betrayed the Kurds, they're appealing. I don't think people understand. Erdogan doesn't give a darn about any agreements that he makes with anybody. He's out to destroy, to butter the Armenian Christians in 1915. And you know, if you even bring that up in Turkey, it's a crime. Well, I think what we're seeing now is...
And they beheaded them too, Steve. They beheaded almost all of them.
Yep. And so, ladies and gentlemen, again... When you hear us talking once again about the guillotines, once again about the displacement, and not only displacement, but the emplacement of foreign troops, it doesn't do you any good to cut the UN's $20 billion off if there's multiple millions. And some guy sent me a thing, well, on the Internet it says there's only this many. Well, on the Internet, what else does it say? You can say anything on the Internet, but when people risk their lives, Hawk, and you know who I'm talking about, over the years, you and I have been blessed that people risk their lives to keep us alive, and that, you know, a certain friend of ours who they tried to kill, he and his wife, over the years, everything from running them off the road, poisoning them, denying them, life elongation pharmaceuticals, and he's a vet, and he's a hero. I think it becomes really evident now that what did the 2 to 3 million people do in California? Look at what somebody said. Notice it didn't touch any of the areas where it didn't touch Silicon Valley. This is a total beta test. But more than a beta test, ladies and gentlemen, we better make sure and we keep our eyes and ears open that those people just don't suddenly disappear and go into the night. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That's my introduction.
Yes, and I want to shout out to two people that are up in that area in Paradise, California, who miraculously were saved from the fires last year, Steve, because we prayed for them on air, and when other people they knew lost their homes up in there, they were safe. I'm just going to say their initials, B and M. God bless you up there. If you're able to still use your computer, send me an email, radiohawk777@hotmail.com. Give us an update if you're in your area, if you're hearing me tonight. B&M up on the Hilltop Road, not far from Paradise, California. Now, Steve, I'll tell you, I also detected a major pulse coming out of Indiana, near the Ohio border, out of what is called the Jefferson Proving Grounds. I looked at the position on the MMIC map, and that is a federal military proving grounds near Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio border, and I saw it coming out, and then that was going clear across the country and was coming out of underneath the, coming out of the ground, Steve, out of the West Coast. There is something going on, and I'm not so sure, Steve, as you were relating to me in the last couple of days, that some of this power might be being diverted to try to open a gate up, say, I don't know, maybe in Lawrence Livermore or Berkeley or one of those kind of places. What do you think?
Well, I think it's real, and this is why I want people to go on my website. Maybe I'll post it while we're talking right now, Hawk, so they can look at it afterwards.
All right.
But the movie Hellboy, as we know, Hellboy was basically all movies go through the CIA clearance, okay, all of them. And the people that we used to know, the Mighty Men of Valor and, that you still give shouts out to, they told us point blank that the Nazis succeeded in opening the gates with ancient technology and ancient diagrams.
Mm-hmm.
And, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that's needed is a massive amount of power the bigger the spacecraft, the more numerous the amount of devil kind that comes through. I won't use the word mankind. The ghosts, ghouls, goblins. By the way, this is not a Halloween War of the Worlds show. You can tell as a certain gentleman who worked on the technology, very bright. By the way, his dad worked at and set up a couple of the cyclotrons. But everything that's going on, and isn't interesting, Hawk, that what we're talking about, power being diverted, that CERN comes online, and I think it was been offline, and now everything's running. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, what Hawk was talking about, look up the Norway spiral. They tried to pass that off as a missile launch. You can find missile launches all over the Internet, and none of them look like that. So the point is as we've been doing our ancient video series and stuff, whenever there are spirals, that's the way of designating a portal, a Stargate, and they're different. And the point is that now it appears, Hawk, that with all the power being diverted, that's happened before in history. When they need extra power, extra juice to kick up these cyclotrons to a trillion electron volts and basically power levels for up until this time not seen, they're serious about what they're serious. I mean, forgive me what I mean by that. They're serious about opening the gates. And obviously it takes, as you know, our friend Doc made the statement, it takes human beings to open the gates for the very things that are going to come through the gates and consume them. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is why all these years I've been talking about this stuff, Hawk's been talking about this stuff, and the days are upon us. And, Hawk, I really think we need to prep the people. There will be a day when there will be no Internet, nothing, and the shutting down of repeaters. Isn't it interesting? They chose to shut down the shortwave repeaters, claiming it was outdated technology, and then this happens. That is bull, S-H-E-E-T. I want to make sure people understand that. Bull
Shiite, that's a Shiite Muslims, right?
Yeah, and it basically, and what people need to understand is this, and they really need to understand it. When you see synchronous events corresponding, overlapping, and how should I say this, so in-your-face obvious, you would have to be a moron. And I hope tonight that we have a moron-free broadcast. Yeah, I'm not a Christian because you're name-calling. No, I'm telling you this. God said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I just had a guy send me an email. I like your website, but I think that you're all doom and gloom. You better bloody well believe it. If you want good feel-good stories, go listen to a comedy channel on Sirius. But the point is that now we're at this, how do I say this? We're at the time where the culmination of all these events are forming a nexus, if you will, a solar plexus. They're coming together at such a rapid pace. And so if today's the 10th, that tells me in the next 21 days, it's going to get very Shiite-y, okay?
Yep. Very well. And then you also, as you recall from your book, Steve, and I'm going to tell you, people, if you don't have Steve's book, Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II, then you're missing out on learning a lot about some of the things that he's been talking about for years and that are coming to pass right now. As fallen angel types and alien pond scum that they have created and Lucifer has tweaked genetically as they come in through these gates. And I'll tell you what, here's what Lord Jesus said in Luke 21, verse 26. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves warring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. I'll tell you what, that's what Lord Jesus has to say, and I have always focused on him because that's what I was recruited to do, was to focus on Jesus because there's power in the blood of Jesus, people. And that is the only thing that is going to carry you through that, because he is the only begotten Son of our Father in heaven. He sent him down here and he put him through all of this so that you, if you avail yourself of it, if you repent of your sins, the Lord Jesus, ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then that is the only way you're going to make it through what's getting ready to come. Am I right, Brother Quayle?
Absolutely. And, you know, even today, Hawk, while we're on the air, the anti-pope or the false prophet, as we would call him, and I would call him, just said that Jesus is not the Son of God, that he's just a man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible talks about in 2 John that anyone who makes that claim is an antichrist, not the antichrist. So if that claim is being made, and now you have even if there are really high-ranking Catholics in the traditional Catholicism calling this guy the antipope, and there are actually some calling him the devil. Well, here's the deal. The Chrislam was emerging, and Hawk, you first started listening to me, and you know, when I went on KHNC, you found me somehow. But the deal is, I remember telling people, look, there's going to be a war in the Catholic Church, and it'll start out as a war of words, and it will go to a shooting war. That is yet to happen. That is coming. And remember, the Pope triggered it by saying he wouldn't be surprised, you know, if he's executed or basically assassinated. Now, the thing is, I don't think he will be at this point because he's a false prophet. So if he is a false prophet, and definitely speaking by the spirit of Antichrist, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Antichrist is real easy. It's in the place of Jesus Christ. He's embracing Chrislam. I also said, Hawk, you remember, that Islam and Catholicism will merge?
Yeah. And we're seeing that. And then he has said that basically two things that I've seen him say is that the Quran is just as good as the Bible, okay, New Testament, Old Testament, and then also that even people who are atheists, as long as they're nice and good, they're probably going to go to heaven. Well, then he's denying the fact that you need to kneel before Lord Jesus to get there, you know?
He said that, he's on record, Hawk, as stating that there's no necessity to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I know of no man in history, even in religious garb, outside of, you know, the antagonists of the faith, that have made more anti-Jesus statement. Now, think about this. Look at the time the Pope's word comes out, and then even look at the crucifix on the Nike, shoes, walking on water shoes, And I think the 3,000 is symbolic, too. I think they're mocking the Trinity on that. So, you know, the thing is that it becomes problematic to people. And I guess the thing is that, who was it? Goering made the statement, it's a good thing for us, people don't think anymore?
Yes.
Well, they didn't think in World War II days, uh-oh, we're really in trouble. And so, again, I want people to understand that even Antifa, Antifa is now putting out videos that I promise you are spitting images of the ISIS threats they made on YouTube to us. Of course, they're still allowed to stay up. So isn't it curious, ladies and gentlemen, that the mockery of Jesus, the denial of Jesus, the mockery of Jesus through Nike, and by the way, Nike was a Greek god. So I think it's interesting. And the messenger of the god. So, isn't it interesting? They are sending a message. And look, and people sometimes say, well, you're going overboard to try and prove prophecy. I say, I don't have to prove prophecy. Prophecy was written in the headlines, you know, basically through the mouth of the prophets, through the Lord Jesus himself, the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. And, you know, here's the deal. There's so much crazy stuff going on, and you know, I don't believe that people recognize the lateness of the hour. And I believe that basically the next, 20 days, 21 days, is a time on the 13th. I'm calling everybody to pray and fasting. For those of you at least who've never fasted, fast at least one meal. For those of you who can fast, fast, and pray imprecatory prayer that the plans of the enemy, now I'm talking about for the country, I'm talking about for the lives of people that still need to be staying alive so that the gospel can be preached. And the point I think is important is that, you know, who's going to save you? If those who put their faith in man, it's, the Bible says, woe unto the man who leans on the arm of flesh, you know? You can say and do anything, and I guess the only thing I would define politicians as they who live by broken promises, a smile on their face, and corruption in their background, and a knife ready to stab anybody that gets in their way. Now, maybe there's exceptions to that, and I'm sure there are, but, you know, this thing with Donald Trump, remember, ladies and gentlemen, total upheaval has always been the plan. They have a million and one ways to generate what they want to generate. In this case, a power outage on the West Coast leading to a FEMA exercise. And by the way, Celeste made the statement, and she knows it. Never let anybody on the government payroll into your home. Never.
That's right.
Never, never. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, they're paid by the system of the beast. And what you say can be used against you. So the point is to say nothing and pray daily. And, you know, this is something, Hawk, I want your listeners, my listeners, everybody who and knows us and knows of the ministry to pray every day that God would deliver us from the hand of the evil one, that he'd have us at the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to tell you, I believe Henry's, and I'm going to start posting his prophecies again on my website, that Henry's prophecies, now that the Lord has taken him home, I believe they go into full force and full fury and full effect. I would
because he was walking to try, he was walking the earth to try to take down the strongholds, to try to prevent and hold back all of this from happening, correct?
Correct, but guess what? God wouldn't allow him to walk in most of the West Coast. And now we're facing a full, what they call a full margin rupture. That means from Seattle all the way down to the Baja. And I would draw everyone's attention to Catherine Schultz's article, Cascadia, the big one, and Pulitzer Prize winning. I think it's not just because of subject matter, but because of her writing skills and ability. I would say, I would put it on the same category of Bill Joy, Sun Microsystems, the guy that started it, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us Anymore. That's one
right.
of the seminal pieces, and now I put Catherine Schultz's on that level and scale. It's being that important. And, you know, you can go on my website. And again, ladies and gentlemen, imagine this. We're coming into a three-day weekend, Hawk. How many years have we been mourning? They will take advantage. And isn't it interesting that is this Columbus Day on Monday?
I believe so. The 14th, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And look at how they hate Columbus, okay? So it would not surprise me to see cascading events, domino-like events, and I would encourage everybody, seriously, you know, you've always said, go get a can of chunky beef soup or go get some canned food, but I would encourage people, first and foremost, to make sure you got your stuff together, and instead of a flashlight, get a headlamp, go on Amazon, you can have them in 2 days. You know, a headlamp, like a good brand is Petzl, P-E-T-Z-L. You know, it's hands-free. So that keeps your hands free for other things. Holding a flashlight is probably not the smartest thing to do in some situations. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, top off your prayers. By the way, they were telling Tesla owners, and there are thousands of Tesla cars in California,
charge their cars now.
Yep. And so I would just say this, when make sure that the, if you will, make it a preparation weekend and just use exactly what God has given you to use in the way of your brain, in the way of your knowledge. And again, remember this, those of you who know Jesus, the last couple verses in Romans say there's nothing that's coming up from the earth or down from the heavens that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. But that certainly infers that there will be a lot of events that will try and take it. And it's just like the song, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his power and grace. So, you know, it's the old hymns that they've tried to take out of the church and have. It's the content of Great is Thy Faithfulness. Songs like that, Amazing Grace, it's God's Amazing Grace. You know, it's not a show on TV, Willing Grace, in my opinion. So the point is that Christians have lost track, at least the professing majority in the United States, of who their Savior is, of what price he paid for us. And again, you know what? It's interesting because the book of Hebrews said it's impossible to renew those who have trampled underfoot the blood of the Son of Man. I think if people really would pray and ask God to show them the meaning of the Nikes, I think, you know, the shoes that sold out the holy water, even Matthew, what is it, 14:25, I may be wrong on that, but the point is that a Bible verse is on them. They're mocking, you're going to love it, they're mocking the water of the Word, they're mocking the blood of our Savior, they're mocking his salvation on Calvary, they're mocking the miracle, and now they're trampling underfoot the blood of the Son of Man. And don't any of you apologists say, oh, it's just a pair of sneakers. Yeah, well, it just snuck up on you, people that would make that idiotic claim. And look at the, if you will, it's almost like, I call them what they are, enchanted slippers. Look at how quick they sold out. Why? Why? Look at the subject matter. Why would they sell out so quickly? Well, look, $3,000 for a pair of shoes? That's a lot of money for a pair of shoes, but yet it is, if you will, it's the faddishness and the that will bring sadness to this nation to mock Jesus. It's the plan of the enemy to literally wipe his name off the earth. And Hawk, this is why somebody sent me an email. I can't prove it yet, and so I'll just put it out. It's unconfirmed rumor, but there are certain churches that get paid a steep government stipend not to talk about Jesus and not to talk about sin. A lot of money. We're not talking, you know, mouse money. That's, you know, that's,
you know, that reminds me, Steve, you remember a certain man that you used to know named Tex? And Tex back in those days told you, hell, man, we own them all. Remember? Talking about corrupt TV preachers of the day and that kind of thing. When they were fallen by the wayside, remember?
Yep.
Let me just stop for a second.
And here's the deal, Hawk.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. There's kind of a delay, but do you want to finish what you were saying? I don't want to talk over you.
No, go ahead. Then I'm going to have you give out your website and some items, too, at the bottom of the hour here.
Okay. Well, again, We and I'm saying that you have to say it over and over and over until the light goes on. And you and I have had people, but Tex was one of the most evil and corrupt people in the world. I mean, and you asked me how I even got associated with him. He was inserted into my life when I had the food company I had, and he was really well connected. And in those days, he told me what went on in the world. And his family was interesting, very wealthy Texans, but his mother was a Christian, his dad was a Satanist. And people go, how can that work? And his dad always talked to him about, don't trust the Christian God. And one of the things he did, he said, he sent me, Steve, as a little boy on a fence, held out his arms and told Tex to jump into his arms. The father dropped his arms and Tex fell to the ground and hurt himself. And he said, there's no God that your mother serves. You know, do you see what he was saying? You can't trust God. Unfortunately, Tex went to hell. And I remember he's the one, Hawk, that said he saw people in secret government labs that were half animal, half human. We're talking now 19 years ago and saying, help me, I'm human. And he said, Steve, they weren't human. And our certain friend of ours who literally knows about the island of Dr. Moreau and visited them, and there's multiples, knows the whole story on that stuff. So, again, what we're trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, I would say this. these are the last breaths of freedom. And when you think freedom, believe me, everything we think, do, and say is on the keyboard we typed away. And everything we think, everything, and you know, this is something else I was told just yesterday. It should be obvious to everybody, but it doesn't matter if you have burner phones versus iPhones. Every single person in the United States is voice printed. That was told
Absolutely.
To me by one of the engineers that developed the interface between how do you get voluminous, you know, petabytes, and a petabyte is a lot of information. How do you get instant recall to that? What's the switching mechanism? How do you do it? Hawk, they can locate anybody with a voice print in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I talked to AT&T long lines people back in the late 70s when I had an occasion to be in a business that I had to interact with them. And I asked them what the future was about back then. They said brain-to-brain communication versus based upon your brain waves, your EEG, you know what I'm saying? And it would be
yep.
almost instantaneous contact, okay? And that's what they were working on at Western Electric and AT&T Long Lines back in the 70s, all right?
Yep, and so it's way beyond, you know, and it's way beyond what we know, what we think, or what we can embrace. And let's just say this, Hawk. We tried for all these years, and maybe this is, I hope this isn't a swan song, but there's no guarantees for tomorrow. But what there is a guarantee of is personal salvation and peace with God. Because, listen, none of this stuff you can wish away. And I've had guys call me chicken you-know-what because I won't call the people to arms. Well, I tell people, do what God tells you to do. Because, you know, let's just say this. You couldn't get any more obvious.
Take it to the Lord in prayer, you've always said.
Yes, and that's my statement. And by the way, you know, I like what Greg Evenson said. He said, Steve, I always kept my Bible in my left hand and my .45 on my right. You remember that?
That's right. That's exactly right. And hello out his lovely wife. She is
yes.
out there, and Liz Evenson listening, I think, tonight. And God bless you, Liz. And Greg would tell you to make sure you've got all of your batteries charged. And you got plenty of extra fuel for the generators. So I think
yep,
about Liz, and I talk to her about every other week now. So that's something to
Liz,
let you know.
God
about.
Bless you. You know, again, Hawk, I would say this, and this isn't flattery because, you know, Greg has passed on or anything, but, you know, I put up a 2-year tribute on my website to Greg when
yep.
he passed. You know, I was one of the last people to talk to him before, you know, he passed away. But even more than that, what a hero. And, you know, here's the thing. When you come out of that world, the closest people to you, you keep it information from them so you don't put them in any kind of jeopardy or bondage, you know?
Yes.
And that Branson this year, you know, I broke loose with some stuff. And I've you know me. You know how long I've sat on that. Almost 14 years. So the
yep.
point is that there's the right time to speak. I believe tonight, Hawk, I believe that this show will look in retrospect. I don't know if you've got 31 days. I don't know if you have 100 days. I don't know if you have 200 days. But I do know this. Every day that goes away is one day closer to the, if you will, the end of the age. Not the end of the world. I want to make it clear. But you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, these people believe they can overthrow God in heaven. These people are going to make war on the saints. These
yep.
people are only have one word before them, and that's destruction. And the rumor in the background is from the elite Satanists, we taste human blood. Well, good night. They might as well be smelling it because they're drinking enough of it and eating enough human flesh. So when you know that there are people proposing cannibalism, all you'd have to look into their background, and I got news for you. They're probably already partaking.
Already
of,
doing it, yes.
Yep, they're already doing it. So the thing is, and that's in my opinion, and the thing that is important for people to understand is simply this. It's considered the last taboo. And every taboo, every boundary, every thing that God created was good. Every thing that the Lord, the barriers he put in place to protect us, his beloved, they're all down. And also because our country had made war on God. I remember when the Air Force Academy basically kicked the Christians out. Yeah, you probably can remember the year. And brought in the Wiccans and the Warlocks and the Druids. And if you were a Christian and you were going to the Air Force Academy, and I mean, they would do anything to wash you out, get you out, drive you out, or throw you out.
And yes, now and we've then got... I even knew back in the 90s, I knew somebody whose son was there. And the kid woke up in the middle of a mind control thing in a lecture hall where they were programming everybody and they'd put everybody into a hypnotic trance. But he was a Christian young man and he woke up, saw all of this. He was able to exit the room and he called his father. His father lived in Minnesota and drove or flew or however he got there. And he grabbed his kid and took him out of the Air Force Academy because they were doing mind control stuff, Steve, in the Air Force Academy, in the big lecture halls and the whole nine yards. And he had to threaten people to get his son off of there. And he took and he was loaded for bear, if you know what I mean. And so I'll tell you, it's just a mystery to me why people don't see it. And I knew people who built that academy. I had a relative that was involved in that years ago in the carpentry and all the stuff. And it is all changed. Everything, like you said last year, the Lord told you last year that after Branson, it was all going to be different and changed. It would never be the same again. And that is true, Brother Steve. That is true.
Yeah, and the word
give your
normal.
Website out, will you, please, and tell everybody what you're... what you would like for them to know right now as far as what offer or whatever thing you're offering to get them that will get them up to speed.
Well, I got to tell everybody, first of all, my website is obviously stevequayle.com, but the last book I wrote, and I said it was my last, and obviously what's happening, it will be my last, is Jesus, the Premise, the Promise. Look, Hawk, all these years I've written about everything from biological chemical warfare. I've written about weather wars. I've written about genetics, genetic Armageddon, giants, ancient history, myths, legends, the cover-up by the Smithsonian, who, by the way, are the gatekeepers now for volcanoes and earthquakes, and there are gag orders on them. So just as they cover up the giants, everything, and UFOs. And man, you know this. My first book was Aliens and Fallen Angels, The Sexual Corruption of the Human Race, and it showed an alien on the front cover and a flying saucer off to the right. Remember that?
Yep. I'm looking at it up on the shelf right now. And then you did Angel Wars, and then you did Empire Beneath the Ice. And, you know, you've had it all. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the greatest watchmen there's ever been right here.
Well, I would say this. I'm one of the most... I would share this, irreligious people on the planet, but I also am an ordinary guy serving an extraordinary God, and I have said, watch what God will do, and I'm walking out my calling, and it's real simple, Hawk. I don't think I'm anything. I've never claimed to be prophet, apostle, evangelist, teacher, anything. I'm just a man whom the Lord has redeemed to say so. So all my critics can basically go and eat cricket pizza. That's the new thing, making pizza out of crickets. Because you know why? All they do is chirp in the night. So the point is, couldn't resist. So the point is that those of us who are fought for the faith, contending for the faith, you know, there was times, ladies and gentlemen, I'd be on the radio or Hawkwood, and even I'd be on the radio and I'd get a certain message and a certain command saying a couple times, tell Hawk not to go into his backyard. Hawk would hear basically was suppressed fire, and you know, people don't believe that stuff. They'll see it on TV and think it's a plot to the TV, and it's just you know, fiction. There is no fiction, ladies and gentlemen. There's only friction now, and the things of men's nightmares will now come on the scene with no stopping. And if that scares you, I pray it absolutely propels you to embrace Jesus. And so that's why Jesus, the Premise of Promise, you can go on my website, stevequayle.com, and look up that book. I have people that are teaching home Bible studies with it. And guess what, Hawk? I'd call it the red letter book, because it's what Jesus said. It's about Jesus. Every single statement or chapter is a help. His everlasting preeminence, his everlasting power, his everlasting purity, his everlasting peace, his everlasting protection, his everlasting provision. Jesus said he's the bread that comes down from heaven. And the final chapter is hope. And I even wrote that chapter saying, God, I'm the biggest hypocrite in the world because I don't have much hope. I said, give me an understanding of hope. I know what the Bible says about it, but when you don't have it, brother, you don't have it. And he said, Steve, put his, meaning the Lord Jesus, overcoming power every day. Well, that changed something, because it caused me to remind myself that as children of God, we don't make it on our own. We don't make it because of what we know. We make it because he has redeemed us, and we're his. We're bought with a price. We're not our own, and God will deliver us, even if it means death, and we become instantly in heaven, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. And what's important, Hawk, is that literally I'm praying, and I got to be honest with you, I'm praying that the Spirit of God will come on people, and it will probably be in the midst of tribulation with such a transformative power through the Holy Spirit that he'll give us hearts after his own. And, you know, listen, most people can rah-rah about Ephesians 6, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, against the present rulers, against the rulers of darkness in the present age. I'm going too fast. But the point is that they have no clue what that means. And they tell me, you don't have faith in prepping. I say, I got basically more faith than you to prep. Because if Noah hadn't prepped, you wouldn't be here, cynic. If Joseph hadn't warned Pharaoh of this after the 7 years of plenty, the 7 years of famine, you wouldn't be here, brethren. And don't say, well, that was just the Hebrews. No, it carries much deeper, because God promised Abraham that in him would all the nations of the earth be blessed. That has nothing to do with Abraham was a Semite. He was not Jewish at that point, okay? He was redeemed from the world. His father was an idol maker, and God saw something in Abraham. And I remember my dear friend Mary Juarez. You remember her, Hawk? I used to talk about her all the time. Yeah, when we come to the edge of the cliff, when we come to the point where it's impossible for us to go on or continue on, she would always remind me. She said, Steve, remember, and she called me son. She said, son, remember, God always has a ram in the bush for the faithful and the obedient. In other words, who knows how God comes through the way he comes through for people? Hawk, I can honestly say, I've tried to figure out God for, what now, almost 48 years, and I learned a long time ago that you don't figure him out, you obey, and he reveals the things to you that he wants you to know. And so all I'm resting on, and thank you for saying that I've been a faithful watchman, is simply this. God said, if I would be faithful to warn his people, he would bring the people to know. By the grace of God, I have not traveled to them. The real ones have traveled to me, but also there have been some real screwballs. So, you know, therein lies discernment. And I would say this to everybody. Be very careful of who you allow into your life. It is now to go into stealth mode as a submarine. Now, obviously, I can't do that. I mean, brother, I said it at Branson. I said, you know, they can put the biggest target in the world on me. I was told, you remember, you saw the our friend that picked up the thing from the Admiral that said F-U-Q. Remember that?
Yeah. I remember a lot of stuff. I also remember when in Davos, Switzerland, that somebody named BBG was listening to a broadcast that I was doing, and he got up in the middle of the meeting, and security said that he went and ordered somebody to kill the birds, quail and hawk.
Yep.
Okay? I remember all of that shit, Steve. And I'm going to tell you what. Yep. Lord Jesus has been our Savior, has been our protector, and he has brought those people forward. and have provided overwatch on us, but it's through him that we are delivered and we are saved, all right?
Right, and Hawk, again, you know, the deal is that I remember another thing Greg taught me was the meaning of the word, you know, S-H-I-T. This is so offensive to some people, but it means stacked higher in transit, because manure, yeah. If it wasn't basically stacked with airspace, would create an endothermic reaction and would catch fire and sink the ships, the manure ships. Well, yep. I think right now there's so many ships filled with manure that at the first sign of fire, they're going to be sinking, you know. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness, you know. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. I'm telling you what, the neat thing about life is this. It's bigger than us, but God's bigger than life.
And there's power in the blood of Jesus, brother. I'm going to take Amen. 1 minute for myself, too. Ladies and gentlemen, any assistance is most needed and welcome. And this is the way that I go through and pay my bills. And the Lord has blessed me as Brother Quayle brought me on the air, which is now 15 years ago, Steve. I've been on because of your blessing. Anything can be sent to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold, and may you put it towards preparations to provide for your family and your family's families. And if you're out there and you've got your preps, but say your children don't have their preps, or their kids, you know, your grandkids, what are you going to do for them? Go ahead and buy some food and buy the things that would be needed, and continue to prepare. And I'll tell you what, if we have a 3.5-year tribulation, Steve, 30 days of food doesn't last very long, does it?
No.
I hear everybody say, let's get 15 days of food, the FEMA DHS crap, you know?
I have made the statement, basically all that is how should I say this?
CYO or CYA or, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All that is an aspirin for a headache that won't go away.
Yeah, yeah.
People better learn to get some seed, organic seeds. You can sprout them indoors. And look, I can't tell people what to do. I know, and I want to make this clear, Hawk, I don't know of any Bible-believing churches at different places around the country, okay? I don't keep up on it. And so people say, do you know any good place in Kansas City? No. But I say, I know of a great place, and they say, where is that? I say, on your knees, asking the Lord to bring you to real fellowship. But beware
That's right.
the sudden appearance of somebody who starts talking the talk, and, that's a good time to go silent. Because, listen, we are in a tattletale society where everyone will turn in his neighbor. Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace to the earth. Notice how nobody preaches that, but a sword. And basically he said the enemies of a man's life will be they of his own household. I can't tell you, Hawk, and obviously you know some of it, but I can't tell you how many people have feigned friendship with me, and basically they're gone now. And as important, Pastor Langford said this is a great word. As important as it is for God to bring the right people into your life, it's more important for him to take the wrong people out of your life. The right people will do you no harm. The wrong people will take your life and everything else.
Here's something right here that just came in to me. It says, tell Steve thanks from all of us out here listening in. This is from Crazy Horse, and he has been on so many programs of late. He is incredible, and here he is on here with you tonight. Thanks for the both of you, it says. And so there's people out there listening. There's good people, Steve. I also wanted to say something. I know you've been taking a lot of crap for the show you did with Dave Hodges, but I'm going to read this to you people right now. This was signed into directives by George W. Bush in November of 2008. Okay, it was October 2008. It's called Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, and it's as of 12 October 2008. And it's all about, I mean, I printed this out. This thing is, you know, massive amounts of stuff with all kind of information about what they're going to do. And all you people out there say, well, we got too many guns. They can't come at all of us all at once. No, they can't, but they can take a they can take a battalion and come at your neighborhood and put helicopters up above you and go neighborhood to neighborhood and kill everybody in the neighborhood. Okay?
Right.
They can take every one of
you
out and then go on to the next
yard farming. Yep, yard farming.
Yes, sir.
Yard farming was U.S. Air Force. Yep. Oh, listen,
so people, Brother Quayle has been telling you the truth.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Unfortunately, people can no longer discern the truth because now that the mind controllers and the, if you will, zombie makers have done everything in the food, in the air, in the water to literally numb, dumb, and kill rational thinking. So, you know, again, I'm back to, you know, what's his name, Luftwaffe, Goering's statement, thank God that... It's a good thing for us that people don't think anymore.
You know who also paraphrased that was George Herbert Walker Bush. He said if the people knew what we had been done, they would come after us. Remember that? He paraphrased the same thing.
What, hang us from the lamppost?
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I know we're running out of time, but do not give your guns up out there. Yep. Don't. And those of you who have listened to Hawk all these years and blessed him, look, he has never failed to uplift the Lord Jesus Christ, so stand by him. You know, again, he's got bills to pay, and by the grace of God, you know, I won't tell you because, you know, it's not in my place, but if you knew what he fought in his body, and if you knew who he fought against, and you know what it's really like, then I'd encourage those of you to give a real gift to him. Look, he doesn't beg for money. And I'm not begging for him, but I'm telling you point blank, the servant is worthy of the hire. And Hawk, one more time I'll say, thank you for being faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, because at the end of your life, the end of my life, the only thing that matters is, were we faithful to the one who called us?
Gotta be obedient. Hey, listen, Brother Quayle, thank you for another good night. God bless you. People out there, bless Steve Quayle. Go to stevequayle.com. And, Steve, I love you, my brother, and good night. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, people. And for all those in California, put on the lights tonight. Turn on your lanterns for the Lord. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless you all. Good night, Steve.